In general, we should consider a problem where you have interconnection matrix M11 and a block of block perturbations delta, which are in a block diagonal form, and each block of uncertainties are bounded by H infinity norm. Without loss, generally, we assume that it's bound by 1. Then, of course, the robust stability of this closed-loop system is means that the interconnect system is stable. However, to test the stability of the system is not so easy. We can, of course, find very easily some sufficient conditions, for example, using small gains theorem. So we're going to treat the delta with no structures. Then we can get a sufficient condition, that is the H infinity norm of M11 has to be less than or equal to 1. And of course, this is very, very could be very, very conservative because we are ignoring the structure of the delta, which is diagonal. So it could happen that the system is internally stable for this structure uncertainty, but the norm condition is not satisfied. Now we can also derive some necessary conditions by considering one loop at a time. That is, we can ignore the uncertainties on all other loops and just consider one loop. Then we can get a stability condition, necessary stability condition. That is, each diagonal block of M11 has to have norm less than or equal to 1. And of course, this condition can be arbitrarily optimistic because it ignores the possible interactions between the deltas, which we already show in the previous chapters that that can happen. That is, even though you test each loop, the system is robust stable, but when you have perturbations at several loops at the same time, the system could be unstable with a very, very small perturbation. So obviously this condition could be too optimistic. So now what we need to do is to find a more accurate condition to describe the stability, and maybe or actually a computable stability condition to describe the stability of this closed-loop system.